This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time. Cause you and I outweigh.
Happy Saturday, Outweigh. I'm Leanne Ellington, and we are here to talk about one of the questions that I hear all the time from women that are stuck inside the food and body prison, which is, does it get easier? And that really is the million-dollar question that doesn't have a completely simple answer, but we are going to simplify it as much as we possibly can today, okay? And then stay tuned next week. I'm going to give you kind of like a nitty-gritty checklist that you can literally use to make sure that you are teaching your brain how to practice ease versus teaching your brain to practice hard. And it's kind of like learning how to speak the language of ease that your nervous system is looking to learn, not just your mind. So we're going to distinguish between those two things, but I'm going to go ahead and just dive on in. So I know it's April of 2024 right now when I'm recording this, but I want to flash back to the holiday season of 2008 through 2013. And so back in what really seems like a former lifetime, when I owned my own fitness studio for women, I used to offer this thing called a 28-day holiday body challenge. And so every single year, what would happen is 50 or so women would sign up to work with me during, you know, that tricky time of year between Halloween and New Year's, while I guided them through the process of, you know, I'm putting this in air quotes, but dropping pounds fast, or getting in their skinny jeans by New Year's, or getting rid of that muffin top, or whatever words I was using in my marketing at the time, right? And so for the record, I'm not proud of that, but it's just who I was at the time, and I didn't know what I didn't know. And I used to punish myself more or less for, you know, passing on the diet mentality to other women, but I've reconciled that shame now, and here I am, and I believe I'm using it for good. But back to this holiday challenge, okay? So no, it wasn't rocket science. I would just put them on a calorie-restricted meal plan and have them come to my personal training studio or my fitness studio at least 3 times a week to work out. And then we would strategically use the holidays, so things like Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day, as a cheat day. And again, I'm putting that in air quotes, and I know I don't like to use words like cheat anymore, but again, I didn't know what I didn't know, and those were the words that I was using, right? And so of course, as you do, when you're in that weight loss challenge mode, we took pictures and measurements and body fat percentages to measure their progress. And so as you can probably imagine, you know, pounds were dropped and physiques were chiseled and body shaping happened right before our very eyes. And yeah, it all worked until it didn't work anymore, right? And so things were great for 30 days or 6 weeks, but what happened after that? Well, that's the part that my own shame and fear of failure really didn't allow me to share for a long time, because the truth is that come January 1st, that dreaded bounce back effect was already in full force, okay? They had grown tired of eking out the energy to monitor and count and measure and track every morsel of food that touched their lips. And their bodies were exhausted. They were sore and overtrained and in need of some major recovery after the literal and metaphorical sprint that they just participated in. But also their mojo was shot. Like, they just spent all of that time and energy using their limited stores of willpower and motivation to keep things going for that few weeks that they were there, that by the time the new year struck, they had officially nothing left to give, right? And their mindsets were starting to bounce back to whatever their default was. And oftentimes it was that good, bad, black, white, in, out, all or nothing thought process that was perpetuating their problems in the first place. And so, yes, I'm sharing examples from the holiday season, but the problem that I'm talking about here is this year-round thing, right? And looking back, I know exactly why it happened too, okay? We only made over part of them. We didn't do what needed to be done on the inside, like the head work, addressing the actual problem, addressing the right problem, I should say, and creating actual brain change. We never address the cause of their struggles, their relationship with food, their relationship with their body. We just essentially threw another diet, another plan, and another short-term Band-Aid at the bigger problem. And so here's what inevitably happened as a result, okay? The change was temporary, and to be on, they always had to be on. Like, they were playing a game of all or nothing, and they were either in or they were out. And we were addressing the symptoms and never addressed the causes going on upstream in their brain. So think about it. Once all of that, you know, go hard or go home kind of motivational rah-rah wears off, we all go back to our own default thinking and our own default way of living and habits, because we are creatures of habit. And like, that part really is just science, right? And boy, oh boy, the truth that I'm sharing today cost me a lot of shame and heartache. And again, the truth was I didn't know what I didn't know, but in reality, this was some of the most valuable experimentation that I ever conducted, because here's what I discovered as a result. Some of my clients really only did need to change their diet or start exercising more or just be mindful of what they were eating. And so for some of those women, workout and nutrition programs, that was enough to completely change their life forever, right? But most of them needed more. Most of them were being held back by something bigger, and most of them were caught up in the same up-down, short-term, you know, roller coaster that I had been stuck on for decades. And it's that same roller coaster that kept me feeling like a slave to dieting and a slave to working out harder, faster, more. And just like me, none of them really had a food problem per se or a motivation problem. It was a thinking problem. It was the kind of thinking that they downloaded, they developed. It was a language that they learned to speak. And more specifically, it was the diet mentality language that was causing and perpetuating the problem. And so that all or nothing, black, white, up, down roller coaster was the problem. But again, if you think that that's normal, or you think that that's something that you want to keep getting good at, you keep getting back on it until you realize that that's the real problem. But when you're in it, when you're on it, it feels like you can't ever get off of it. Or if you do, you just become terrified that you're going to go, you know, gain a bunch of weight or go off this metaphorical deep end. And either way, what happens is you end up just feeling like a slave to it. Like, you are a hostage. It controls you. It controls your life more than you do. And so we've talked about this a lot on this podcast, and the fact that you're never going to be able to out-diet or out-willpower or outsmart your relationship with food. Like, never. It's not going to be able to happen. And trying to address your internal struggles or the current wiring in your brain that's causing you to think and act and feel and behave the way that you currently are around food or just feel about your body, and trying to combat that with another diet or another exercise program am. I mean it with so much love, but it really is just a recipe for failure. Like, I can flat out guarantee that that will not solve the bigger problem, because again, you'll never be able to out-willpower or outsmart your current relationship with food, your current relationship with your body. And really, until you swim upstream, and I'm putting that in air quotes, because what I really mean is I'm pointing to the brain, the nervous system, the source of the problem, and really go address your relationship with food and the wiring in your brain and go heal that, diets will end and they will fail you. And not because you're a failure, but they set you up to fail because your brain will never get good at them. And you're going to stay stuck on that all or nothing diet roller coaster because the solution does not live in another diet or program or plan. And trust me, like, I wish it did. At one point in time, I tried to out-diet and out-will my food struggles and the sugar addictions that I realized were not really sugar addiction. It was just I practiced a thought process and a pattern of, it was more like a recipe of thoughts and beliefs and behaviors that made me feel like I was addicted to sugar. And that's what I was practicing for decades. But bottom line, you can't out-diet that. It will never get healed from a diet or losing weight or a workout program because you'll just bring the old thinking with you, which is really that definition of insanity, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. But when you change what you are seeing, and when I say seeing, I mean seeing in you, when you're, what you're seeing when it comes to what you think food will, like the void that it will or will not fill, right? And what you're saying to yourself and about yourself. So when you see what, when you change what you're seeing and saying to yourself and about yourself, which is really the self-image and the identity, but then also, yeah, you do need a better strategy and system of thinking around food, because the whole eat less, move more, calories in, calories out thing, that's a logic and reason solution to a deeper emotional struggle, right? But when you change all of that and yes, get a better strategy, that is when the diet madness or the body dysmorphia or the toxic disordered relationship with food can finally come to an end and the real healing can begin.
So I love traveling and coming home to my bed because it's comfy and familiar. I love crawling into it. Well, what if you could take your bed on the road with you so that way you got good night's sleep while you're on a trip? And it's not your entire bed, but at least your bedding, which is the best part. Let me introduce you to Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding. Now, Cozy Earth is travel-friendly and hassle-free, and the bedding comes in these adorable totes, which makes it really easy for you to take it on trips with you. They also have really amazing loungewear, so if you're on a long flight, you can stay cool and comfy with Cozy Earth's temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew. And it'll add a touch of style to your travel ensemble as well. So whether you're exploring stuff near or far, take a little bit of home with you. Cozy Earth has everything you need to turn every moment into pure bliss. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code OUTWAY at checkout to get 35% off. And let them know that we sent you after you check out.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
But when you change all of that and, yes, get a better strategy, that is when the diet madness or the body dysmorphia or the toxic, disordered relationship with food can finally come to an end and the real healing can begin. And so that's the part where it's like, okay, Leanne, simple, not easy, especially if I've been practicing this my whole life. And that's where, you know, it's like, okay, is there a catch? It's the number one thing I hear when people are like, Leanne, I don't even know if that's possible. Is there a catch? And there is a catch. And it's really like a catch 22 more so, I should say. And I call it the catch 22 of dieting because I've never met a woman that struggles with food or struggles with her body that isn't absolutely 1,000% sick and tired of dieting, right? Or sick and tired of constantly weighing and measuring and calculating because that's what she thinks will keep her in control. Or sick of, you know, stressing and guessing and obsessing over every morsel of food that touches her lips or her weight, right? And then, of course, like, you can't help but be sick of all of the judgment and the self-criticism and the self-loathing. And don't even get me started on the shame, like the shame prison that that keeps you in. And then, of course, getting sick of valuing yourself based on how much you weigh or how much you ate that day. And sick of absolutely living in a prison, right? A prison that is, it's a body prison. It's a food prison. It's an emotional prison that when you're in it, you don't even know how to get out of it because it seems like it just seems normal. And so when I talk to women about what they're currently doing to address all of those struggles that I just mentioned, ironically, dieting is the number one thing I hear, or controlling themselves more is the number one thing I hear. And so what's happening is, you know, when you're in that cycle, like I said, it feels impossible to get out of it. You're actively voting on the thing that you hate and actively choosing the thing that's keeping you stuck in the prison and actively choosing something that you've probably identified hasn't worked and isn't working. And if you get really honest with yourself, you know will never work. And that's why I call it a catch 22. Because first of all, there's absolutely no shame and no judgment around this whatsoever. Like, this is the cycle that I was stuck in for decades. And of course, there's nothing but love and compassion for those of you, if you're listening to this and you're stuck on that same up and down roller coaster. But it absolutely stinks, right? And it is a prison. And that's why I'm simply here to just point it out and shed some awareness and hopefully just shine a light on this catch 22 that a lot of women don't even realize they have become entangled in. But more importantly, it's really an invitation, because that's what this podcast is all about. We're here for just weekly doses of inspiration and motivation, but also an invitation. Like, what if instead of committing to another diet or another quick fix, you first identified and got really clear on what's not working, right? And you created an awareness of what not to do more of and the road to not keep going down. Like, what if that was the first step, right? Instead of committing to another thing or a to-do or do this, eat this, don't eat that. It's like, no, I am going to just draw that line in the sand and stop committing to all the things that I know don't work and not witness myself trying to commit to something that I know will never work. And that's when you can get really curious about your struggles instead of keeping you in them. And you can identify what's not working instead of going down the roads that aren't working. Like, that's a big difference too. Like, and what if that was the game plan? And again, I know that might not sound as sexy as, you know, oh, I've got to get into action, because it's not a game plan. There's no action steps. It's not like a go get 'em tiger, let's rah-rah and hustle, right? It's really just an awareness and thought and mindfulness and insight and a decision to stop going down the roads that you know won't ever work. And so when you commit to just stopping the insanity, what thoughts does that spark in your beautiful brain, right? And that's really what we're here to do today, is help you shift the thinking that's causing your current results and outcomes. And if you're listening to this podcast, it's probably because, you know, the subject of health or what to eat or what not to eat or food or your body, they are eluding you, right? And if you're stuck in the prison or feeling like a prisoner to, you know, gaining and losing, or feeling obsessed over that loss or that gain, or simply stuck in the black, white, all or nothing binge restrict roller coaster. Or if you're like me and you were just falling through the cracks because maybe you don't fit neat and tidy into a category of a typical eating disorder. That was for me. I was just like, okay, if I don't have an eating disorder, what is this? It felt like a gray area, right? And that gray area can make you feel very stuck and alone. But that's why it's so important to just have these conversations, like to get really real. And yeah, I mean, you can play the diet game and you can play it over and over again and never break the cycle. Or you can do what we're doing right here, which is to change your thinking and get really real about the problem that's causing the struggles so that you can break out of the definition of insanity. But that being said, and I mean this with so much love, and I hope you're taking it with the love that I mean it. If you want to do differently, you do have to think differently and you have to break the cycle of insanity and not fool yourself into thinking like, oh, maybe one day control, restrict, deprive, you know, obsess over my food, over food and my weight will actually work, because I'm telling you, it will just create more of the obsession. And here's the thing, most women, unfortunately, I mean, they won't stop and do this, or they don't think that this work is sexy. It's not as sexy as lose 20 pounds in 20 minutes. You know what I mean? And a lot of women will just go look for the next game of control or the next action item. But those of you that do, that stop the definition of insanity, you're going to find that your journey to healing and to finally ending the suffering and struggling can actually begin. And so coming back to the question at the top of this episode of like, does it ever get easier? And so the short answer is yes, if you practice ease. And the short answer is no, if you practice hard. And so we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of what I mean by that and what that looks like specifically next week. And I'm literally going to give you a checklist of what your brain and your nervous system dictates as hard and easy so that you can, like, you know, use it as kind of a check-in with yourself to make sure that you're teaching your brain ease, as opposed to taking it down the dead end road of practicing hard. Okay. So I hope today's conversation simply opened your eyes, or maybe just planted some seeds, or sometimes we just need a mirror to be held up to us to realize, okay, what I'm doing is not working and it's not going to create happiness. And it's actually outvoting health and outvoting happiness. And that's the conversation I needed to have. And so if that's all you needed today, then I'm glad that you got that. But we are going to be back next week with more of the nitty gritty and some actionable steps that you can take. In the meantime, if you do want to learn more about how to turn off the part of your brain that's obsessed with food or obsessed with your weight and really rewire your own brain for peace and freedom, then head on over to stresslesseating.com and just sign up to watch the Stressless Eating Sneak Preview, where I've literally peeled back. It's really the system that I teach my clients to heal themselves of the all or nothing diet mentality for good, but without restriction and punishing your body and death. Definitely without having to use words like macros or low carb or calorie count, right? So it's all there for you, easy to access over at stresslesseating.com. And if you like Outweigh, I actually have another podcast here on iHeart where I talk about all of this self-image and body image stuff, but from the perspective of where brain science intersects faith, okay? And so it's called What's God Got to Do with It? And you can access it here on iHeart or wherever you get your podcasts. So that is it for today. I am Leanne Ellington, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.